Blog Talk Radio.
What's going
what
on?
What it do, people? Welcome to another episode on another glorious Sunday afternoon. A talk that talk with Tweety and LJ. I am the one and the only LJ.
What's going on, people? It's Tweety on the microphone. I hope y'all having a good weekend, having a good Sunday.
Man, I'm out here struggling.
What's going on?
You know, my wife been doing insanity off and on for a few years, and she just started doing that elite, the nutrition piece of it with it. And she asked me to start out to join in with her. Boy, it's up. Same what that is. 5 small meals a day. You know, a lot of the food is just food I don't eat. You know what I mean? Ain't no ribs on there. Ain't got no. Well, they do have a turkey burger, but which, I mean, it's a place out here that make a mean turkey burger. I give them credit for that, but man, the struggle is real out here for me right now. But we worked out earlier today, and I think I'm gonna work out again later on so I can break this cheat code down and go get me some of these good ribs out here in these streets. Anyways, moving on to more important things. The reason why y'all tuning in for us to talk a little bit about sports. Oh, man. Crazy week again in sports. Not really. Wasn't crazy. But I'm sure if you haven't been living under a rock, everybody has heard about the last 2 years, Steph Curry, the MVP for the Golden State Warriors last year. Probably didn't have as good a series as he would have liked in the NBA Finals last year. Nonetheless, Golden State won the NBA Finals this year. They are on a historic pace to have the best record in the league ever. Now, along with that, this week right here, this past week, Steph Curry, or up until today, Steph Curry been lighting it up. He had a 51-point game against Orlando. He had 42 or something like that against somebody, and I think he had another 40-point game in there, but he had 46 last night. But did you see the game last night, by the way? Did we lose? All right, we might have lost Tweety. Tweety, we get you back on? I'm not sure what happened, but somehow we lost Tweety. But nonetheless, we will continue on. Anyway, so the Thunder played Golden State last night. The Thunder played real well. Golden State played like crap last night. I think with the Tweety, we got you back now.
Yeah, what's going on? I'm back.
All right. Did you have a chance to see the Thunder Golden State game last night?
Yeah, I saw a pretty good piece of it, man. It was a pretty good game. It was pretty much the game that I was expecting. I figured Oklahoma State can run with Golden State a little bit, but It was a lot. I thought Oklahoma City should have won that game, honestly.
I don't think it was a good look for Thunder as far as, I personally did not think Golden State played very well. I didn't think their defense was all that great. Their defense started to tighten down as the game went on, especially in the fourth quarter. OT, but Oklahoma State was absolutely crushing them on the offensive glass. And it was really one of the areas that Oklahoma State was able to – Oklahoma State, Lord have mercy. Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Yeah, was able to dominate the offense. They just dominated the backboards in general for a while there. For most of the game, pretty much all of it. But that was where they were able to really put a hurting on Oklahoma City put a hurting on the Warriors. But the other caveat to that, and I don't know whether it was defense or just the Warriors were struggling last night. They couldn't make a three. Could not make a three. Up until some point very late in the game, I'm going to say the last 6 to 7 minutes, the only person who had made a three-pointer for Golden State was Steph Curry. And then down the stretch, Klay Thompson, I believe, ended up hitting 2 3-pointers. But if you didn't see the whole game, Steph Curry was like lights out. He had 12 3-pointers. He had 46, I believe. But
yep.
The thing that probably hurt everybody's feelings most, I should say, Oklahoma City feelings, and had the internet going nuts last night was he hit about a 35-foot 3-pointer. I mean, it wasn't like a shot where it wasn't a Hail Mary. It was taking, you know, him pulling up. And so he had an amazing game last night. And he was killing Oklahoma last night. 3-pointer after 3-pointer after 3-pointer after 3-pointer. He was really – I didn't think anybody else played all that well for Golden State. I'm not even sure Draymond Green scored a basket. I know it's going into at one point in the game, he had 0 points. He was doing, you know, okay, rebounding. He was playing really good defense, especially late in the game. But, I didn't think that anybody really played all that well outside of Steph Curry for Golden State. They were missing some shots that they normally make. Anyways, the reason we bring up that game, actually, too, we got a caller. Let's see who we got on the line. I don't recognize the number. Caller, you're on live with Talk That Talk and Tweety. We're Tweety and LJ. What's your name?
Caller, you there?
Caller, you there?
Maybe. Or not.
All right, if that was you, call back again. I don't want to put your phone number out on this podcast. So call back again. But anyway, the reason why I bring up the Golden State Steph Curry and Oklahoma State game, not only was it a big game in the NBA, but I would call it criticism. A lot of old heads, that is slang for people that are older than you, normally a lot older than you are. Oscar Robertson on Thursday said that the success of Steph Curry is largely due to today's playing style. I want to let me find this quote. Oh, man. This is what Oscar Robertson said. I just don't think coaches today in basketball understand the game of basketball. They don't know anything about defenses. They don't know what people are doing on the court. Curry has shot well because of what's going on in the NBA. What's going on in basketball today. When I played years ago, if you shot a shot outside and hit it, the next time I'm going to be up on top of you. I'm going to press you with three-quarters, half-court defense, but now they don't do that. These coaches do not understand the game of basketball as far as I'm concerned. Oscar Robertson, Hall of Famer, generally considered to be one of the greatest basketball players ever, last guy to average triple-double in the season. Isaiah Thomas had some similar, I wouldn't call it criticism, but kind of along the same lines. He didn't really talk about coaching, but he just said how hard it is to guard guys on the perimeter and that guys don't play. The defense today is not as good as it was. And I haven't seen Gary Payton's comments, but my understanding is that he said something about Steph Curry as well. To me, the first thing that comes to my mind, there's some old players hating. Oh, it's the old heads, out there hating. You know, how it is. Them same ones that tell you, boy, back in my day when I had to go to school, we had to walk with 30 inches of snow, barefoot, up the hill, back. You know what I'm saying? Just exaggerating.
Exaggeration.
It was exaggerated. But, you know, what do you think there's any truth to what any of these former NBA players are saying about Steph Curry and his abilities in relation to defense nowadays in the NBA?
Yeah, I think it's some truth, but I don't think it's, you know, it's 100% true because Steph Curry, in my opinion, does more than just shoot jumpers. Like, that's his biggest impact on the game, true enough, but I think he's a pretty good playmaker also, and I think the defense, the fact that somebody could touch you back then or, you know, the hand checking was allowed and it was a little harder to get open and on the perimeter for a wide open jumper. And like Oscar say, you know, three-quarters and full-court press will stop all that walking across half court just shooting the ball like that. that would have kind of, you know, not stopped it completely, but it would have slowed a lot of that down. But I don't think he would have been a bad NBA player. I don't think that would have – it might would have knocked him down maybe from an MVP stance. But, yeah, it's a lot. I think a good portion of his success has to do with how the league is being played. But I say that with anybody who's played basketball, you have to adjust to how the league is being played. And he has done that and has done that well. He fits this style of NBA well, and you can't blame him for it.
I think I'm going to have to disagree. I think it's a lot. I think it's hating. And I won't use the term. I think jealousy is a little bit of a strong word. But it's hating, because it's, I always find it interesting when not just the media, but people, the way they view things and how they will frame it. So LeBron James, in my opinion, can't shoot, never been a good shooter. But that's
right.
That's a fundamental aspect of basketball. You know what? I'm not even going to talk about LeBron. I'll save that for another day. But I would disagree with him. I have the rules of basketball changed. Sure, they've changed a little bit. But some of these records that Steph Curry is breaking as far as number of three-pointers in a game, I mean, it's not like they've been set in the last 5 years. You know, these old guys – to me, they're hating because they make it seem like there's never been a good shooter in the NBA. Guys like Steve Smith, you know, Smith never existed. You know, a guy like Glenn Rice, who is almost primarily his number one skill was being a jump shooter, and he still was able to put up 20 plus points a game at some point in the NBA. You know, they act like these guys didn't exist. They act like a guy like Reggie Miller did not. You know, Reggie Miller, known for being a great three-point shooter, a great shooter, played in that era, in the Isaiah Thomas era, you know, before in the Gary Payton era, and still was, you know, is considered one of the greatest shooters ever. So to say that, oh, he wouldn't be doing this in a different era is stupid. It's disingenuous. And it's stupid because if you go back through the NBA history, you will see guys in the NBA who have existed being great shooters, not having to necessarily beat you off the dribble and get to the hole a lot. I mean,
I don't think they're saying he wouldn't exist in the NBA or that he would be trashy. I'm just saying Reggie Miller's never won an NBA Finals or MVP. Steve Smith never won an MVP
anything.
Or NBA Finals. Yes, it does. Your MVP means you are the best at your game, and that by playing the way Reggie Miller is playing, had played, or by being primarily a jump shooter.
Reggie Miller never won an MVP because he was never the best player in the NBA.
Because I agree with you, but if you couldn't touch Reggie Miller coming off them picks like you can't touch Steph, he would have been looked at in a totally different manner. Because like you said, he was a great shooter. Because you couldn't touch him. Because you could get freer on the perimeter in today's NBA than you could have back then. That's just a fact, Darius. And if you give Reggie Miller more open shots, he would have hit more open.
That's not a fact. That's not a fact. That's a matter of opinion. Number one. Two, you...
All right, LJ. You didn't watch the game back then? You mean to tell me it was just wide open jump shooting back then?
So you,
no, it wasn't. Because people have to change the NBA because of the Jordan rule.
I agree with you on that. But this is you making it seem like he's shooting wide open three-pointers.
He does shoot a lot
That's a crazy point to me. So... He what? Come on, how many? You must have watched the Warriors play.
Yes, I do, LJ, and that's their whole system is run around the perimeter and get open threes. That's what they do.
No one,
that's
on.
What you mean.
How
the hell do you think Draymond Green is even effective? They run the pick and roll at the top, they do a little weave, and they hit the open jumper. Yes, they do. That's how Harrison Barnes stand in the corner all day and hit corner threes. Yes, it is.
No.
All right.
No.
Okay, so you mean they're dumping it in the post? What, they're dumping it in the post?
I didn't say that. I didn't say anything about them dumping it in the post.
How they played in.
Hold on. Let me finish. Steph Curry hit 12 threes last night. I want you to go, if you have the ability to, because I'm sure all the threes are on the internet somewhere. Go and watch those. Of the 3-point, he made, I believe, 286 threes this year. Go and watch the 3-pointers and tell me what percentage of those are contested and what percentage of them are wide open. It is insane and unconscionable to me
Are
you trying to tell me Steph Curry, the best player probably in the NBA right now, and teams just letting him shoot wide open threes? That's stupid.
No, it ain't stupid. Damn, if you're going to let me talk, I'll talk. I'm saying he does shoot wide open threes because of their system, because you can't touch nobody on the perimeter. You cannot hand check anymore. You cannot body nobody on the perimeter anymore, or that's a foul, LJ. This nigga hit, what you say, he had 46 and only had 1 point from the free throw line. That is a different NBA, and
He had more than 1 point from the free throw line.
From the free throw line? How many free throws did you
have from the free throw line? Hold on, let me see if I can pull it up.
Hello?
Yeah, give me a minute to try to pull it up.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still on.
Are we still on?
Yeah, I got to try to pull it up. No, I'm still on. I got to try to pull it up.
Did we lose it? Or did we lose me? Or did we lose the show?
You're going to have to give me a second to try to free throws he hit last night. Excuse me, but I do know
seems
for a fact
like
that he hit.
The
hit
world
on
fire.
We
got a phone call. I don't know if LJ is still on, but caller, you there? Hello.
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 Caller, yo.
Hello?
Caller, are you there?
Hello?
We are having severe technical difficulties today. I'm not sure what is happening with the phone calls and everything, but it's going haywire right now. But
I'm back. I don't know what happened. Crazy.
Yeah, but crazy. So the point I'm trying to make is the point I'm trying to make is I think it is disrespectful to Steph Curry as a player and disingenuous to make it seem like he's just shooting wide open threes. The fact of the matter is that players cannot guard him because he is the best shooter to ever play basketball, because he can shoot it off the dribble, because he catches the ball, and the minute you stop, your feet stop moving on defense, next thing you know, he hit a three-pointer. Does he get some wide-open threes? Absolutely. But that's just like saying that Michael Jordan would never have scored a point if he was never wide open. Do you really think that?
You just stressed it right there. That is not what I was saying. If you let me explain, I will tell you. His success is larger than the players that you have said played his type of a game as far as being great shooters.
I have never said anybody played Steph Curry's type of game. I never said anybody played Steph Curry's type of game.
A long list of, you just gave a long list of great jump shooters that you was like, you act like this type
okay,
of player
but
never
I never
existed.
Said it.
You just got,
I
you
said, never
said
anybody
that was that type of a player,
like Steph Curry.
Man, why did you say that was that type of
like
player
Steph
then?
Curry. I said
you just
Reggie
said
Miller
if you
was a
put him in the same bracket. You said
you
they were
finish?
That type of
are you
player.
Let me finish
no, because you didn't let me finish. You didn't let me finish.
I did let you finish. But I'm just saying,
no, you,
don't
no, you did not.
If you're quoting me, if you're quoting
I
me
wish,
incorrectly.
I wish we could go back and do the shit. I did not quote you incorrectly. I did not quote you incorrectly. You said there
you
have been these types of players before. You just gave a long list of players in the NBA. I'm listening. I'm telling you what I just said, LJ. Damn. I said you there have been this type of player in the NBA before, and then you gave a long list of people. Yes, you did.
Shooters. I said great shooters.
Is that what you're not? Okay, are you not breaking them in the same category? That's breaking them in the same category, LJ. You put them in the same category as great shooters.
No, you just said Steph Curry and a long list of other people were great shooters.
Already. Why you name them then, LJ, if you didn't put them in the same
category? I'm saying those people
did not have the same success as another great shooter, as you're saying, Steph Curry, because of the NBA rules. I never once said that without these rule changes, Steph Curry would be a scrub and that he would not exist in the NBA and that he would not be a great player. I'm not saying that's the only reason he succeeds, but I am saying he succeeds a lot more than other great shooters because of the rule changes in the NBA. That's my point.
Okay, are you done?
I'm done.
Okay. So now, let me go back to the Reggie Miller, Glenn Rice thing. I said that I brought those names up to show that there's been guys who have been great shooters in the NBA in the past who have existed largely off of shooting jump shots that have had success doing those. Not in the Oscar Robertson era, because I can't think of any players off the top. I wasn't alive. But during the Reggie Miller era, Gary Payton era, there were guys in the NBA who were largely jump shooters or were very well known as jump shooters who had a lot of success in the NBA. Steph Curry's dad, Dale Curry, was a great shooter in the NBA. I mean, he never played at his son's level, but he was still a great shooter and had a very successful career in the NBA during the era of Isaiah Thomas, where you could hand check and all that kind of stuff. Excuse me, and was a very successful player. Larry Bird, one of the top five, and a lot of people say top three greatest players ever, an incredible shooter that existed in this era where apparently there's no possible way that you can get a wide open jump shot because everybody would be guarding you, hand checking you, whatever. So for anybody, in my opinion, to say that, he wouldn't have been getting these kind of shots, he wouldn't have been doing that, I think it's ridiculous because you can go back through history and find guys who were great players who existed largely, or their primary weapon on offense was jump shooting, and they were still great players in those eras. So I think that the argument is just disingenuous. To me, it doesn't hold water. Number two, go through that list of all great players, and the one thing you find out is none of them can shoot as good as Steph Curry. I personally have never seen, and I've been watching basketball since the late 80s because I'm 33. I have never seen anybody in the NBA, but I saw a little bit of Larry Bird later on in his career, Dominique, Jordan, Reggie, Ray Allen. I have never seen anybody in the NBA who can shoot the ball off the dribble as good as Steph Curry. And I think that is the one thing that anybody who says he couldn't have played in these other areas because of the rules or whatever does not take into consideration is that he shoots. It's not like he is a catching. I mean, it's not that he can catch and shoot, but the way he hits a lot of those threes is off the dribble. You stop for a second or he's going by you go under a screen or you go over the screen and the big man doesn't come out far enough. Next thing you know, he's fired up a three. He caught a pass in the corner and practically shot a fadeaway three-pointer yesterday and hit it. I watched a lot of Golden State games over the last few years. My kids love Steph Curry. My middle son, Bryce, has got three Steph Curry jerseys. And I'm not trying to say to talk about anything, but both of my kids have two pairs of Steph Curry shoes. Not both my kids, my two older kids. So they got Golden State T-shirts, towels, et cetera. My kids love the Golden State Warriors. I watch the Golden State Warriors a lot. And I think it's ridiculous for you to say that, all they do is run the three-man weave and then he gets open threes. No.
I didn't say that's all they do, but that is a mainstay.
Let me finish. Let me finish.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
The Golden State Warriors
run
a lot of screen roll with Steph Curry and Draymond Green. But they also get a lot of ball movement. They have a lot of ball movement, moving the ball from side to side. Guys do get a lot of wide open three-pointers. But those guys normally are Harrison Barnes, Draymond Green, Iguodala. That's normally not Steph Curry. This is what Oscar Robertson expects me to believe, that he is going to play body-to-body, full court, for 30-some-odd minutes against somebody. That's stupid. That doesn't
I agree
sense.
With you. That would give you
what he says, and he's saying, oh, well, you know, we would get up on – okay, Oscar Robertson. So I want this is what I want Oscar Robertson to do, right?
Okay.
I want him to tell me since this genius idea of playing close to a guy in the NBA, how come teams were never able to shut him down like that? Because you know why? When you have defensive strategies, great players make your defensive strategies look like they don't work. Bottom line, and that's why you have great players. That's why a guy like Oscar Robertson is saying this stupid thing like, oh, you know, the coaches don't adjust. Okay, well, Oscar Robertson, you have the triple-double. Why didn't the coaches adjust to you? What is he probably going to say? Something along the lines of maybe, you know, I was too good, or I was able to outsmart them, or whatever, my team made adjustments. Why the hell can't it be the same for Steph Curry? That's all I'm saying. Like, it doesn't make sense.
And
great players are going to do great things.
Agreed.
Steph Curry's I'm not going to say once-in-a-lifetime player. He may be. Up until this point in basketball, I've never seen anybody like him. And that's me. I have only really been able to watch basketball since the late 80s. You know, but I've never seen anybody like him as far as ability to shoot the ball. And don't forget, he can get to the paint. He can finish with either hand. Right? As many three-pointers as Steph Curry shoots, he's still in the top five in the NBA, if my memory serves me correctly, in field goal percentage.
I agree with you. I also said earlier that I don't think that he would be what they call a non-existent player or a non-factor in the old NBA. I personally still think he would be a great player. But
I'm not sure
all I'm saying is my point. That's probably
you got
I,
the
I
same
think
number calling
is,
back
ahead.
Here again.
Yeah, I think I know
up.
Who that is. Yeah, go ahead. We got 2 minutes. Gonna give him a minute or something.
Call you live on Talk That Talk with Tweety and LJ.
Can you hear me?
What's going on, Carl? State your name.
Ken Woodbury.
Hey, what's going on, Pops? This is my Pops, everybody. This Tweety Pop. What's going on?
Okay, how y'all doing today?
We got about a minute and 40 seconds. What you got on your mind?
Okay, I heard y'all talking about the Golden State Warriors there.
That's a great team.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You go ahead. State your
Well, I'm just inquiring about them. I'm amazed at what they put together. And I think they're going to be a team to be reckoned with this year as well as last year.
Right.
Your thoughts
I think they're going to repeat, personally. I mean, the best team in the same conference bounce them in the playoffs would be the Spurs. But it's like LJ was saying earlier, Steph Curry is a different animal. It's just hard to contain him. And I agree with you. I think Golden State, at least this year, is the favorite clearing through to win the NBA championship. What you think, LJ?
I think the same. I mean, somebody might be able to push him close, but I'm pretty confident they'll win it all. I think maybe one of the things that some teams will be able to maybe get into trouble with is when they go small, is being able to beat them up on the offensive glass like the Thunder were able to do last night.
Right,
you got 15 seconds, Tweety.
All right, well, I say the same thing, but Steph Curry is a transcendent player, era. It might be a lot of hating on him, but at the same time, he's a great player. They just have to accept it. That's it.
Yeah, he's come along.
Yep. People.
Well, I think the show is over. Time's up.
Yeah, it was a good show. Yeah, they cut him off. All right. Peace.